The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
What's going on, y'all? This is Brandon Tatum. I just want to thank you so much for listening to my podcast. You can always get the podcast at Salem Podcast Network or wherever you listen to your podcast.
This is the Officer Tatum Show.
All right, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm your guest host, Carl Jackson, filling in on this Friday. I appreciate you guys tuning in. Thank you, Officer Tatum, for letting me sit behind your microphone. Sean McConnell in my ear, Lou's in the background. I know Zach is out there with the phones. Forgotten Man is out there somewhere cracking the whip. It's an honor to be back. The number to call into the program, 844-900-7243. We got a jam-packed show for you today. We're going to have Chad O'Jackson. He's going to be coming up in the second segment. We're going to talk about Uncle Tom. But before I do talk about Uncle Tom, I want to brace you for what's happening. There is a Marxist takeover in this country. This is a word that you should become familiar with, Marxism, communism. We'll talk about some of that with Chad O'Jackson. But there's something that's happening with our military, and you guys are, I'm sure you guys have heard of this. You guys have been aware of this, but I want to delve into some of the latest news that's happening with our military, with our Air Force Academy out of Colorado. I'll get to that shortly. In hour two, are you ready to starve to death? Are you preparing yourself for that? Because that might be a real story. I want to talk to you about how Democrats and the radicals within the Democrat Party are literally trying to kill you. Republicans unveil their commitment to America. I want to see what you think about it. We'll talk about that in the third hour. All right, so let's talk about this. Hat tip Fox News, Air Force Academy diversity training tells cadets to use words that include all genders, and they want them to drop mom and dad. Okay, here we go. Guys, the military is supposed to be a fighting force. They are meant to break stuff. They are meant to kill people. That's what they're for. That's what they're for. The column goes on to say the slide presentation titled Diversity and Equity Inclusion, What It Is, Why We Care, and What We Can Do, advises cadets to use a person-centered or gender-neutral language when describing individuals, as if saying you're male or female or boy or girl or man or woman. That isn't neutral enough. They want them to refrain from all genders. Don't include any genders. They don't want them to be color conscious. No color. Or actually, I'm sorry. They want them to be color conscious. Don't say that you're colorblind. Don't say that you're colorblind. There's something wrong with you if you're colorblind. If you look at a person and you can see beyond that person's skin color and you like who they are as a person, you respect their values, you respect their integrity, you respect their work ethic, you just like hanging out with them, having fun, having a decent conversation with them, and you don't give a damn about their skin color, then there's something wrong with you. This is what the military is teaching our cadets. At least in the Air Force. And let's be honest, it's military-wide. Let's just keep it real. It says here, some families are headed by single parents, and this is what the slide presentation said. Again, the slide presentation entitled Diversity and Inclusion, What It Is, Why We Care, and What We Can Do. It says here that some families, and I'm quoting, are headed by single parents, grandparents, foster parents, two moms, two dads, etc. Consider parent or caregiver instead of mom and dad. The funny thing is, when you stop and think about it, every single one of those people in that room were created by a mom and a dad. May not have had a good mom or a good dad, or perhaps neither. But the fact of the matter is, you need a mom and dad in order to be created. It's astounding to me what our military is doing with these so-called leaders of the military are doing. And they're doing it at an age where a lot of these kids are susceptible to this Marxism crap, and they know it. They've already got academia locked down. You can go to, I'll tell you of a kid that, just a great kid, a Christian believer, strong, conservative kid, stood strong his entire high school career. He goes to college, and within one semester, this kid literally becomes a Marxist within one semester. Now, he wasn't an activist, thank God, but his thinking was completely changed. And it was because, according to him, the professor, one of his professors, just beat him down so much to the point where he just caved and he started to accept it. It was amazing. Now, by the grace of God, this person has turned back around and is more of a conservatarian, good kid, always was. But this is what happens. This is what's happening with our institutions. The left are completely taking them over. You understand that without the traditional family, society dies, right? This is, I'm gonna offend some of you. I don't care. All right, so here's the deal. Male-female relationships are superior to gay relationships. Doesn't mean that I hate gays. It would be silly to think that. It's just a fact. Imagine a society where it was all gay relationships, all male to male or all female to female. Could they produce? Obviously not. Obviously not. This is common sense. This is common sense. This isn't hatred. This is just a biological fact. But what the military wants to do, what they're attempting to do, this Air Force Academy in Colorado, they want these cadets to become loyal to the state. That's what they're looking for. They want them to be not to the Constitution, but to the state, to the state's ideas, not their parents' ideas, not tradition. They want them to be loyal to the state. That's the goal. That's the goal of Marxism. That's what this is. They want to replace God, family, country. What do these troops rely on? What do they talk about? When they go out to fight wars, when they go out and get killed and maimed, In the name of freedom, what are some of the things that they try to keep on the forefront of their minds in order to fight the battle and deal with the situation that they find themselves in right at death's door? God, family, country. They want a bigger purpose. I've talked to some that have said, you know what? The thoughts of my family and getting back home to my family is what saved my life. And then country. This idea that you're fighting for something that's bigger than you. This free society, this free country that you can pass down. And you have these left-wing radicals that have just totally are trying to dismantle our system. They want to sow chaos. They want to sow disunity. It's absolutely insane. They want to get rid of the patriots. The real patriots inside of the military. They want them gone. That's what the vax mandates were about. That's what the, you know, refusal of religious exemptions was about. It's absolutely insane where we find ourselves at right now. I'm going to share a little bit more of this. It says, again, not colorblind or I don't see color, but color conscious. It adds, we see color patterns and value people for their uniqueness. Well, if you're, you know, one of millions of black people, is that what makes you unique? Your skin color? Or is it who you are? Is it who God created you to be? These are some sick puppies that we're dealing with. Representative Mike Waltz, he's a former Green Beret I should say a Green Beret. They never say former. A Green Beret, an Afghan war veteran. And right now he's one of our representatives right here in Florida. And he said he was getting a lot of information and letters from cadets. He got word from them. And they were sincerely alarmed. What these people are trying to do as well is erase tradition. They're trying to cause these people to lose their identity, their American identity. One of the things that Walt said was, he said, it's been a tradition in the military to get letters from mom and dad or your boyfriend and girlfriend for as long as there's been a military. Wow. What are they trying to do? They're trying to erase tradition. We're going to have Chad O. Jackson, star of Uncle Tom, coming up here shortly. We'll talk about some of this. This is some of the stuff that they talked about in Uncle Tom, too. I'm so glad they went there in Uncle Tom, too. I've been saying for years, the real sellouts are those that buy into the white European Marxism. Uncle Tom tackles that beautifully, but it's spreading. The left is spreading this nonsense, this evil nonsense, into every single one of our institutions. No one is safe. No institution is safe. And the only remedy for this is your vote. That's it. That's all. November is the election. Make sure that you do not stay home and make sure that you take someone with you. That is our only hope of turning this country around. That's the recipe. That's the remedy. We'll be back with Chad L. Jackson.
This is the Officer Tatum Show.
MyPillow is having the biggest sheet sale of the year. You all have helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now Mike Lindell, inventor and CEO, wants to give back exclusively to my listeners. The Perkel and Giza Dream Bed Sheet sets are available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they are all on sale for the low price of $29.98 with our listeners' promo code. Order now, because when they gone, they gone. The Perkel and Giza Dream Sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. They come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out on this incredible offer. There's a limited supply, so order now, because when they're gone, you'll be crying to me. Call 1-800-976-8379, 1-800-976-8379. Use promo code Brandon or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square. Put in promo code Brandon. This offer will not last long, so order now with promo code Brandon at MyPillow.com for this radio exclusive offer on Perkel and Giza sheets. Go to MyPillow.com.
Keeping it real.
All right, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. The number to call in, 844-900-7243. I'm your guest host, Carl Jackson, sitting in for the Officer Tatum. With me, it's an honor and privilege to have on the line with me none other than Chad L. Jackson, star of Uncle Tom 2. Chad, welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you for having me on. It's a pleasure.
All right, Chad, do you hear all that applause for you? I never get that type of applause, but they love you out there.
Sounds like the
we haven't even started. Chad, hey, Chad, do me a favor, because I saw Uncle Tom, the first one. I watched Uncle Tom 2 here. But before we get started, I think this is very important. If you would just briefly give people your testimony, your conservative testimony, because you were a Christian, but you were a liberal. And that change, could you talk about that quickly before we get into Uncle Tom too?
Oh yeah, for sure. So basically, you know, I was a born again Christian, and I thought I was doing a pretty good job. I was going to church. I was, experiencing a lot of heart change, if you will, just in terms of relationships with my parents and friends and so on and so forth. However, my voting habits were still very liberal, and I was talking to a friend, and he said, you know, how can you vote for the Democrat Party when, you know, their values are not consistent with your own? And so, long story short, he challenged me to read the Republican Party platform and the Democrat Party platform, and I read both of them, and sure enough, he was right. I didn't have anything in common at all with the Democrat Party as far as my faith was concerned, and so I decided to stop voting Democrat. But, you know, I will also say that since then, I've kind of became a nonpartisan. You know, I went Republican, but just found that both parties are basically two sides of the same coin. So, you know, I still vote conservative, but I'm not a flag-waving Republican by any means, if that makes sense. So.
Yep, totally get that. I feel as though I'm in the same boat. I do feel like they're a vessel for change, but I consider myself a Christian conservative American that happens to be black, and then I go from there. All right, Chad, you said one of your goals with this film, or this documentary, Uncle Tom 2, was you want to break the spell. Does break the spell that blacks have? You don't want them to be angry. You don't want them to be deceived. Explain that a little bit.
Yeah, so there's definitely a spell that's instilled in black kids, and I would venture to say other races as well, from a very early age. The fact of the matter is, like, we live in the most opportunity-rich country in the entire world. That's America. It's the very reason why people come from all over the the globe to get here because they know the opportunities that are available here. However, because of the kind of indoctrination that's instilled, particularly in Black culture from a very early age, it kind of debilitates Black youth, where we think that America is systemically racist, that there's no real hope for us. And so whenever all your hope is taken from you, naturally you flock to a certain party, a certain religious, or I'm sorry, race leaders, so on and so forth. And it's the reason why every time they're trying to, and by they, I mean the left, every time they try to push some policy, guess who they use to do it? Black people.
Yeah.
And so, yes, in order for them to be successful in what they do, they need Black people to do it. And the way that they keep Black people kind of in lockstep is under that spell. And so it was my goal with this film to at least get people to a point where they're questioning some of the things that they've been told all their lives.
Let me ask you this. Was it as when your friend confronted you and said, Chad, listen, you're a Christian. Your voting habits don't align with your belief system. Was that, did the light click on right away? Did you have to go home and do research? Were you upset with him for even saying something like that to you?
I'm open to different ideas. So I don't typically get irate with anybody whenever they challenge me on something. But to answer your question, no, I didn't immediately start voting Republican or consider myself a conservative or anything like that. There were some things that, it was a very slow kind of go, if you will, because
sure.
He was asking me questions and he was making certain assertions that were very logical and very difficult for me to rebuff. And so by the time I finally sat down and really read the Democrat Party platform and really tried to see where my own kind of innate views and those of my religious leanings, see where those lined up, I just honestly couldn't find anything that wasn't just overt propaganda, if you will.
Okay. All right. That makes sense to me. I want to go back to Uncle Tom, too. And you guys played there was a woman, and I forget her name, forgive me, but she started talking about, basically it's a 1619 project jargon, 401 years of oppression and slavery can cause people to behave in a certain way, despite the fact that we know, first off, 1619 project isn't true. But beyond that, let me fast forward. She talks about Fort Comfort, and she talks about how it's impacted people in our Black people in the generation that exists today. You guys show this 7-year-old little girl screaming Black Lives. I mean, the girl just looks mad. She looks like she knows exactly what she's talking about. But Chad, this is a lie. I mean, I grew up in the 80s, and I'm telling you, in the 80s, it was hard. And I grew up in L.A. And when we had friends whose parents were either divorced or not together, even in the 80s, we were kind of surprised. So this stuff, this hatred is taught. And I'm saying what I experienced in the 80s, because honestly, before the 60s, Black families were a great family unit, more Blacks married together than even white couples.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And so what they're doing, and, it's encompassed in that little girl at the beginning of Uncle Tom 2, as you mentioned. But what they're doing is they're literally trying to instill the spirit of paranoia in the minds of Black youth. And the goal is to embitter them and to kind of build little soldiers, if you will, in a crusade to destroy America from within. This is well documented. You can go as far back as the 1928 Communist Comintern, where they had a strategic plan for Black people. And the idea being to make Black people feel as though they are other, that they are not truly Americans. This is the very reason why we have the term African-American. Stokely Carmichael, right, who was one of the pioneers, if you will, of that word said explicitly with his own words, if you think you're an American, you'll fight to preserve America. If you know you're not an American, you'll fight to destroy America. He said this, and it's, you know, that's actually included in the film. But we're
Chad,
at point stay, now where
Chad, just hold on with me. We're speaking with Chad O'Jackson, the star of Uncle Tom 2. We'll be back with more.
Uncle Tom 2 is an eye-opening documentary everyone in America should see. Brandon Tatum here, and Uncle Tom 2 offers a compelling and brave analysis of the true history of Black America, the cultural shift from prosperity, integrity, and faith to its current perceived state of anger, discontent, and victimhood. Uncle Tom 2 offers historic footage, photos, correspondence, and data to reveal the genuine strides of Black America in the 20th century, the deliberate Marxist strategy to create racial tension and replace God with government, the NAACP's sinister agenda, the fall of Black Harlem, the truth behind Black Lives Matter, and the demoralization of America for political power. Don't miss Uncle Tom 2 from executive producer Larry Elder and director Justin Malone, with yours truly, Vodi Bakum and Chad O'Jackson. Watch the movie on demand or buy the DVD now at salemnow.com. That's salemnow.com, salemnow.com.
Common sense in an uncommon way. Act like you know.
Hey, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. My name is Carl Jackson. I'm sitting in for the Officer Tatum. You can find me at the Salem Podcast Network, The Carl Jackson Show. The Carl Jackson Show. Wherever you find your podcast, you can find me. On the line with me is Chad O'Jackson. He's the star of Uncle Tom 2. I encourage you to see it. I encourage you to see Uncle Tom as well. Actually, I have it rolling Uncle Tom 2 right now. I have it rolling but silent, Chad. That's how much I loved it. I love just the work that you guys put into this thing. You were talking about Stokely Carmichael. You were talking about the term African American, and the concept or the idea was to disassociate Blacks with the country of America. I wanted you to finish up your thoughts on that.
Yeah, so it was absolutely a kind of psychological ploy of identification. The idea being, you know, Stokely Carmichael's words, if you think you are an American, you'll fight to preserve America. However, if you know you're not an American, you'll fight to destroy America. And that was the whole concept of inserting the African hyphen American. And so it's kind of like you're the subgroup. And, you know, sure enough, it has rendered the same kind of effect that they desire to render in the first place. And so to the point that you were making about, you know, the indoctrination of the children, specifically as it relates to that 7-year-old girl at the front of our movie, they're doing that right now in our schools in a more sophisticated way with critical race theory and other things being taught in the school. They're calling it, you know, all different types of things to try to veil what it is they're doing. They're calling it trauma-informed learning, social and emotional learning. They're calling it all these different things, but the effect is the same. In a very sophisticated way, teach your children, especially your Black children, that they are victims of capitalism, victims of Western society, victims of America.
Yeah, this is astonishing to me. I even considered when I looked at that 7-year-old girl, and she was just so much anger in her face. And obviously she's a 7-year-old girl. She doesn't know what the heck she's talking about. It also made me think of Greta Thunberg, Chad. And I'm like, she was used in the same way, in my opinion. All of this stuff is about Marxism, whether it's race Marxism, whether it's climate Marxism. But it astonished me. It shouldn't astonish me. But the left is willing to use whomever to get to their goal. But also what's fascinating, I want to get into this issue of Marxism because, or dive a little deeper into it, Marx, and you guys outline this in the film. And guys, please go check out Uncle Tom 2. Just go to salemnow.com, salemnow.com. You can order it. It's well worth seeing. And I even say this, Chad, I want Blacks to see this. And I want Blacks to share it with family members if they're willing to see it. But I want a lot of white liberals to see this, too. I want whites to share it with white family members. I want everyone to see this. Because when you see what Marxism has done to the black community and the effects of it, hopefully you will want nothing to do with it. Karl Marx had a couple of goals, and you guys outlined it in the film, and I want you to talk through this here, Chad. He wanted to destroy religion. He wanted to destroy private property. No one should have, you know, screw God, basically, screw private property, and it's worked tremendously in the black community.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the whole idea of destroying private property in particular is in America and countries like America, because we have a kind of free market entrepreneurship economy, it gives you the ability to apply whatever skill or talent you have and enjoy the fruits of your own labor. And that was actually happening in the South. That was happening all over America, really, but especially in the South, in a time where historians tell us that black people were oppressed, that there was no upward mobility, so on and so forth. What we found and what we put in our film is evidence that defied that, that showed that black people were thriving and succeeding all across the South. And they were doing so because of the free market entrepreneurship that Booker T. Washington taught about. And so the Marxists, because they didn't like that and because they wanted to use black people as cannon fire for their own agenda, they would go out of their way, as Manning Johnson talks about, who is also included in our film, they would go out of their way to create race issues. And they did this to the NAACP. They did this in more sinister ways, including through what we call now the Tulsa Massacre. Of course, Marxists had their
hands. Chad, I want you to stick with me if you don't mind. We have about 20 seconds before the break, but I really want you to expound on the NAACP and the Tulsa Massacre. I want people to see the film, but also want you to explain this, because this is fascinating stuff, guys. I'm speaking to Chad O. Jackson, the star of Uncle Tom 2. We'll be back in a few.
The left ain't seen nothing yet.
All right, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm your guest host, Karl Jackson, filling in for the Officer Tatum. The number to call in, 844-900-7243. On the line with me is Chad Jackson, the star of Uncle Tom 2. And please check out the film, salemnow.com, salemnow.com. Man, Chad, there's so much here. I know that we won't have enough time to get to everything. I literally have a couple of pages of questions, so I'm going to have you on a podcast if you don't mind, because I just love to sit and go through so much of this stuff. You guys have done some fabulous, fabulous research with this, and I'm so appreciative that you guys are putting this stuff out there. But before we went to the break, you were talking about the NAACP. You were talking about the Tulsa Massacre. I want to talk a little bit about Black Harlem, but let's talk about the NAACP. You kind of went past that. I don't want to go past that. This is fascinating information. And if you guys check out the movie at salemnow.com, this is some of the stuff that you'll learn. So please expound on the NAACP, Chad.
Yeah, so the NAACP, as we demonstrate in the film, was started by white socialists, and how they were able to use, you know, a black face and W.E.B. Du Bois to kind of be the kind of, you know, glorified leader of the NAACP in order to give it validity in the minds of black people, which persists to this very day. People think of the NAACP as this kind of premier organization that only wants the best for black people, when in reality, the NAACP has never done anything positive for black people at all. This is an organization that was praised by presidents, both Republican and Democrat, since its inception. And the whole thing is a trick. The reality is, as Booker T. Washington, who W.E.B. Du Bois considered to be a rival of his, as Booker T. Washington points out, you don't necessarily need a race leader or any kind of race organization to be successful in America. All you must do is to be a man of honor, to be productive regardless of what your circumstances are, and you will be well on your way. The people who are applying what Booker T. Washington was talking about were succeeding. My own family is an example of that, to the extent that people gave in to the program of the NAACP. They didn't really bolt over very well as far as their communities were concerned. Take a look at Detroit. Take a look at, you know, Harlem. Take a look at, you know, south side of Chicago, all of these places where the NAACP has a stronghold in, the results really speak for themselves. But as Manning Johnson pointed out, the NAACP historically, especially prior to the 1960s, went out of their way to exacerbate and create race issues so they can have a means for begging for funds. And that persists to this very day with groups like Black Lives Matter.
This is fascinating, and this is why racism will never go away. Bob, I see you out there. Please don't go anywhere. We got a great caller on the line. I want to finish up this interview with Chad, but I want to make sure I address some of the stuff this guy is talking about in the military. But Chad, there's just so much. All right, Tulsa Massacre. This I thought I knew about this. You guys opened my eyes to some things. Touch on the Tulsa Massacre, if you would, please.
Yeah, so Tulsa, and hopefully we can maybe do, I'd love to talk with you more about it on your podcast, so I'll try to cover it very briefly. So as mainstream journalists today point out, wrongly, they say that 300 black people died. That's false. The fact of the matter is, in the brawl, which is what it really was, it wasn't a massacre, it was a brawl, which turned into a riot, there were a couple of dozen people who died, both black and white. And the reason why there was a brawl in the first place is because a lie was spread by a newspaper, which was called the Tulsa Tribune. The article was written by a man named Richard Lloyd Jones. Richard Lloyd Jones was a self-proclaimed progressive. He had connections to the Communist Party, and he would regularly write similar articles to entice racial friction, specifically among whites. And it worked, specifically with the Tulsa race riot. There was an accusation against a man named Dick Rowan that was untrue. And, you know, the rest is history. Historians to this very day use that moment. They don't tell you all the facts, but they use that moment to say that black people can never really get ahead. Even when we go the capitalist way, even when we try to abide by the rules, white people always come and they burn it down. And that's the narrative that they hope to push with the so-called Tulsa Massacre. But yeah, I mean, I would love to discuss it in more depth with you, with more nuance and context, so that way, you know, people really get it.
We only have a couple of minutes left here, Chad, but this race hustling, this race business has continued with Black Lives Matter, a very clever name, but Marxists themselves, and they've done a lot of damage to the black community, have they not?
Yeah, and they're continuing to do so. One of the things that Black Lives Matter has done, or I would say that they've mastered, is what communists have always mastered, which is slogans. They understand that a lot of people aren't going to go past slogans. They're going to be emotionalized and sensationalized by a good-sounding, catchy slogan. And that's exactly what happened with Black Lives Matter, because they understand that there's strength in numbers, or the perception of numbers. And so the more you can get churches, you can get organizations, you can get corporations, and just regular average Joe people saying Black Lives Matter, or posting a black square, or, you know, having a bumper sticker that says Black Lives Matter, what it does is it creates in the mind of the spectator this idea that this must be a legitimate, credible organization, since everybody's behind it, when the reality is most of those people who are posting all those things have no idea what the organization is all about. And so they win in the space of advertising and marketing. But people like yourself, people like Brandon Tatum, who are doing the work of exposing what this organization really is, most people aren't interested in hearing it because they are captivated by the slogan. And so they get to kind of fly under the radar. But I am happy to see that more and more people are becoming aware of the evil organization that Black Lives Matter actually is.
Yeah, absolutely. Chad O'Jackson, listen, man, everybody, please go out and see this film. I've got quotes from all the stars that I'm going to talk about afterwards here, from Officer Tatum, from Carol Swain, from Vodi Bakum. This is an important film. Share it with your neighbor. Share it with a family member. God bless you. God bless you, Chad O'Jackson. I appreciate you coming on to the Officer Tatum
Show. Thank you for having me.
This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
This is the Officer Tatum Show.
All right, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm your guest host, Carl Jackson, sitting in for the Officer Tatum. Again, the number to call in, 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. And I have so much that I still want to get to, some of the stuff that I wanted to cover in the first hour. I don't want to go past. I really enjoyed having Chad O'Jackson on and talking about Uncle Tom too and Marxism. And it's a much bigger fight than I think a lot of us realized initially. You know, we had a caller the last time I was in earlier in the week who asked, he was in L.A., how does he speak to, you know, his neighbor? They just won't listen. And really, it's such a spiritual battle. It's spiritual warfare. When you consider what's happened to the black community, you have in this film, you'll learn. I mean, they just got some great people in there. I love Bodie Bauckham. He's one. But he talks about we're walking, you know, we walk in the flesh, but it's a spiritual warfare. We're in spiritual warfare. We're not at war with the people necessarily. And Marxism is a war against God. And this is something that a lot of Christians, I think, don't even understand the roots of Marxism and what Karl Marx really believed. He absolutely wanted to destroy religion. He believed that religion was just an opiate for the masses. You know, and they explain this in great detail inside of this film. So you will get a heck of a lesson when you check out this film. He didn't like private property. It's insane. Carol Swain, she talks about the dysfunction that she's seen within the black community, and that you see if you look throughout history, the dysfunction that you see in the black community as the black community began to abandon our America's Judeo-Christian value system and our own Judeo-Christian value system. And you see it play out. I mean, even in the streets, the violence that you see, it's absolutely astonishing. Ben Carson talks about Alexis de Tocqueville and how he was just amazed at how great America was because it didn't matter who he saw, what class per se they were in. They were reading. They were informed about their government. They were informed about their religion. It was amazing. That's what America is. That's what America did. I always tell blacks, when it comes to America, you can talk about slavery all day long. But what Satan meant for evil, God turned to good. There's no better place to be on the earth for blacks than America, for anyone than America. That's why we have a border crisis. That's why they don't have border crisis around the world like we have here in the United States. Officer Tatum, he said something that really struck a chord with me. It was just a simple quote, but it hit me right in the heart. He was like, this is not black culture. This is a facade, and when you watch the film, you see the illustrations of the black rappers, and I mean, just all the demonic crap that they're into. And I sat there thinking, and I know he experienced this too. I saw pictures with you, Officer Tatum, with those gold teeth, so I know, I know you know what you're talking about. And he was a cop, but it also struck a chord with me because I remember that I didn't want to be a thug. I was a wannabe thug. It was my environment. It was my some of my quote unquote friends. And I wanted to feel safe. And then you walk around and you just want to feel hard. You want to feel tough. You want to be tough because you don't want to be punked. And I hate it living in an environment like that. So you, it's like you put on this facade. It's like a game, a charade. But inside, I knew that's not who I was. But I didn't want to be a punk. I didn't want to be punked. But I can tell you, as God saved me and changed my heart and allowed that facade to just come off of me, man, it was such a freaking relief. God, there is such relief when you abandon Satan, when you abandon the left. It's amazing. It's just amazing. Okay, I want to get back to some of the things that I wanted to just finish up with this Air Force thing. I didn't get to finish up, and I think it's very important. I had to forget, man. He's printed a lot of this stuff out, and it's just it's so important that we understand the fight that we're up against. And that's why I had Chad on so long, because we tend to think that we're fighting against it's a Democrat Republican war. No. We are way beyond that. This is a war for good and evil. This is a war for liberty and tyranny. This is a war against Marxist, communist people that want to totally destroy the United States of America, people that want to control you, and they are making efforts and strides to do it daily. And every institution, no institution is safe. The church isn't safe. You got a bunch of wokesters inside of the Christian church. No institution is safe. You already know about academia. You're learning about the military with these woke leaders inside of the military. Drop mom and dad. Are you freaking kidding me? Who the hell gave you birth? Drop mom and dad. Get rid of. See, it's amazing to me because the military should be the place where you go to learn discipline and strength and order and all of those things. Everything that is good, everything that is virtuous, everything that is worth fighting for. And they are systematically with these woke leaders inside of the military, the millies, tearing this crap down. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin. What a disgrace. What a freaking disgrace. A black man that has risen to the heights of success in the United States. And this fool is going to make the military racist. What a disgrace. You're a disgrace, Lloyd Austin. God's sakes, help me. It's unbelievable to me. Get rid of the ideal. Get rid of tradition. They had this thing. This game that they were playing. This game that they were playing. The G-word game. Let me see here. There were probably about 140, 150 different words. They would ask the cadets, name an animal. And you, those of you that are in the listening audience, name an animal that starts with the letter G. You know, I started doing this myself. I just wanted to play along before I saw them. So I was like, gorilla, giraffe, you know, and getting stumped, all right? I'm not going to lie to you. And then you flip the page and it's nicely printed here for me. And, you know, there's like 150 different things. I'm like, oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And several things that I didn't know or forgot and all this kind of stuff. But basically what the Air Force Academy was saying is diversity is better. Diversity, not brains, diversity. Because with diversity, you would have thought of more. No, diversity has nothing to do with thinking of more animals that start with the letter G. But my friend that might die alongside of me does. And his brain, not his freaking skin color. Not whether or not he thinks he's a woman or vice versa. It's just sad. It's sad. Our institutions are under attack, and you have to understand. Listen, I'm not saying that Republicans are the answer. I love what Chad O. Jackson said. I'm in the same place. I feel like the more that I study and the more that I learn, it's no longer about Democrat or Republican. I happen to vote Republican because I happen to be a Christian. I happen to be a conservative, and their values more align with mine. But they don't get it right. They don't get it right a lot. They spend money like drunken sailors, just like the Democrat Party does. I'll go over some of their plan in the third hour. Some I'm happy with. Some I'm like, not so impressed. But some I am. At least they've come out with something. I can appreciate that. So, but I do believe that we have an opportunity of a lifetime to slow this Marxist train. All that's happening, this is what you have to understand. It doesn't matter who's in the White House. It doesn't matter. Joe Biden is just a face. There is a demonic presence and there is an ideology that is behind him. That's behind the Democrat Party right now. It doesn't matter who they plop in there. The same is true for the senatorial races. Look at John Fetterman in Pennsylvania. You think they really care whether the man could barely speak, can formulate thoughts after he's had a stroke? No, they don't give a damn because it isn't about Fetterman. And this is what the left understands. And this is what those of us on the right have to understand, that the fight is so much bigger than Democrat and Republican. Again, it is a fight for good and evil. It is a fight for liberty and tyranny. It's a fight for freedom. You better get your butt to the poll on Election Day, and you better take somebody with you. We'll be back. This is Carl Jackson in for the Officer Tatum.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. Not afraid to tell it like it is.
All right, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm your guest host, Carl Jackson, sitting in for the Officer Tatum. Please join me everywhere that I am on social media, The Carl Jackson Show. That is The Carl Jackson Show. Check out my podcast, SalemPodcastNetwork.com, TheCarlJacksonShow.com. And let me talk to you about this, the Battleground Talkers Tour. The battle lines are drawn. The war for America's soul is on the line. Learn who is on the right side. Join Brandon Tatum and Salem Media Group for the Battleground Talkers Tour this October as the best minds in conservative media and thought dissect the coming midterm election. Visit BattlegroundTour.com for dates and locations. Then get your tickets today. That's BattlegroundTour.com for all the details. BattlegroundTour.com, BattlegroundTour.com, BattlegroundTour.com. And for those of you that might be in the Orlando area and you listen to this later on October 17th at Faith Assembly, I believe it starts, I believe doors open at 5 p.m. if I'm not mistaken, right off of Econ and Curry Ford Road. We will have our own Battleground Talkers Tour. You will see Dr. Sebastian Gorka will be there. Dennis Prager will be there. Mike Gallagher will be there. I'll be there along with my colleagues, American Adversaries, Matt Buff, Roger Franklin Williams. So those are you that are familiar with some of the names right here in the Orlando area. We will all be there. But again, you will see the big guys. You will see Dennis Prager. You will see Sebastian Gorka. You will see Mike Gallagher. So it's going to be a great fun time. BattlegroundTour.com for all of the places and locations. All right, let me I'll come back to this. I wanted to get to this Brett Favre story, but I'm going to get to that shortly. Let me do this real quick. I want to take a couple of calls here. Let's go to Ken in Colorado. He wants to, can we retrain federal cops but not state cops? Go right ahead, Ken.
Yeah, that's all you hear is get the police back in there, get them back in there. I was up in Minnesota too, and same thing, but they don't want to retrain them. They're not talking about that. The one in Houston, I spent time in the Fourth Ward working for Alamo TV Rental. Check the Fourth Ward sometime. It's not real fun. I think he's the commissioner. He's a really young looking guy. But he was there with the one that the cops didn't have the no, or they had the no knock warrant, and they really messed
okay,
up.
right.
They're just too tough on it. What they're doing is just really get them back there, but retrain these guys. I think it's Finland has one of the highest level training of police.
They, you know what? I'm
from some other scripts.
I'm going to talk about this more in the third hour of the program, Ken. I appreciate you calling in to talk about this, but I think I will cover that a little more in the third hour. So stay tuned for that. We'll talk about some of the retraining that may need to occur. But also, I think there's a bigger problem as well. We have a cultural problem. We were just talking about Marxism, so we have a cultural problem as well. All right, let me talk about this story real quick, and then I'll get back to Brett Favre here. For some reason, I misplaced this. But I want to talk to you guys about, will you be killed by a Democrat? That's a question that I want to ask. I think that's a legitimate question. Carl, what are you, crazy? Why would you say something so hyperbolic, so insane? Are you just, you know, what are you, just being silly here? Because you got this microphone, you just want to talk smack? Say, no, I'm being dead serious. I'm being dead serious. And that's not a pun. I'm being dead serious. Man killed a teenager for being a Republican extremist. You guys heard about this story. You haven't heard much about this story. This story should be plastered all over the news. As a matter of fact, I'm a little frustrated. I got to be honest with you, because I think that the Republican Party, the Republican leadership, should have called a press conference right away once they found out this information and said, this is what happens when you have dangerous rhetoric from the mouths of people like Joe Biden, and put these people on the spot. Whether it's Karine Jean-Pierre or whether it's Joe Biden, I believe in part that they're responsible for the death of this young man that was, in my opinion, or let me just say this, allegedly murdered. A young man, 18-year-old, by the name of Kaylor Ellingson, was allegedly murdered by a 41-year-old grown-behind man named Shannon Brandt. Apparently, they had got into some type of argument over politics. The 18-year-old, and I encourage you guys to look at this young man, Kaylor Ellingson, online. Take a look at this picture. You listen. Let me be careful at how I word this. You can look at this young man and know that this guy isn't a threat. All right? You know that this guy isn't a threat. The guy that killed him, the guy that ran him over, the young 18-year-old was calling his mother after the spat. He was walking through, I believe it was an alleyway of some sort. He calls his mother for a second time, first calls her and says, hey, do you know this guy or whatever? Calls her back, or she calls back. I forget exactly how it goes. And when she tries to call back, there's no answer. Her son had been killed by this guy, Shannon Brandt, because the guy came back. He first called the police. He left the scene. He comes back to the scene. He admits that he had run him over, said he had a little bit to drink. Frankly, I don't care. 41-year-old grown behind man gets in a spat over politics with a kid that he says was a Republican extremist. Take a look at the picture of the kid online. Kaylor Ellingson, there is no way that kid was any type of freaking terrorist. But this is the, in my opinion, the danger of the rhetoric that the Biden administration and those on the left, this is exactly what they can cause. We had Ashley Babbitt. We have Kaylor Ellingson. In my opinion, both murdered. That's my opinion. Both murdered. But this guy runs them over. This is what the left is doing. This is what they're creating. They're creating their little brown shirts. They're creating their little soldiers that will go after people like you and I, because they're being told that people that love America, that people that respect the Constitution, we're extremists. We're extreme because we like the Constitution. We're extreme because we like the rule of law. We're extreme because we happen to like babies. We're extreme because we like free speech. We're extreme because, I don't know, we want to go to work. And after we get back from work and we get our paycheck, we'd rather we have more of that paycheck than Joe Biden and the people that just spend their money like crazy. Oh, by the way, I had to forget, man. There's another story here about little dirty Joe Biden. And I'm talking about financially corrupt Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. I mean, the news is just, it just keeps on coming. Helping out the Chinese Communist Party while he's making us go crazy over this climate change nonsense is what it is. But the question is, will you be killed by a Democrat? And I got to be honest with you, I think this is a question that you have to be concerned about. I think because of the level of vitriol that the Biden administration has spread, I think and I fear that you could see more violence in the United States and sadly perpetrated against people like you and I. We'll be back. This is Carl Jackson in for the Officer Tatum.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. Keeping it real.
All right, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm your guest host, Carl Jackson, sitting in for the Officer Tatum. Let me talk to you about the Battleground Talkers Tour 2022. The battle lines are drawn. The war for America's soul is on the line. Learn who is on the right side. Join Brandon Tatum and Salem Media Group for the Battleground Talkers Tour this October as the best minds in conservative media and thought dissect the coming midterm election. Visit battlegroundtour.com for dates and locations. Then get your tickets today. That's battlegroundtour.com for all the details. Battlegroundtour.com, battlegroundtour.com. And then also, as I mentioned earlier, right here in Orlando on October 17th, there will be a Battleground Talkers Tour here at Faith Assembly Church, right on Econ and Curry Ford Road. For those of you that might be in the listening audience, there will Dennis Prager will be there. Mike Gallagher will be there. Dr. Sebastian Gorka will be there. I'll be there. My colleagues, the American Adversaries, for those of you that are familiar with this area, we will be there. Matt Buff, Roger Franklin Williams. So please come out. TheAnswerOrlando.com if you want to get the tickets to that one. That one's on October 17th. Right here in Orlando, but go to battlegroundtour.com for all of the details you want, wherever it may be in your area. Get your tickets there. All right, so let's get to Stacey Abrams real quickly, and then I want to get to this Committing to America tour. Oh, by the way, did you guys hear about Brett Favre? Apparently, Brett Favre is caught up in a welfare scandal in Mississippi. Apparently, $1.1 million was given to him to give some speeches that he hadn't given. However, this is somewhat of an old story. He's paid the money back. They want interest, so the FBI is investigating him. Apparently, there's over $200,000 worth of interest that they want. I got to say this right out front. I don't believe from the get-go, I don't believe the IRS should be able to collect interest. I really think this is so stupid and silly. I don't think they should be able to collect interest because they take our money. It makes no sense to me. I really would like to see Republicans come out swinging, wanting to abolish some of these institutions. I realize you need a president to do that, but they're anyway. We'll get into some of the things that they have mentioned. I do want to play a couple audio clips for you. This is what Newt Gingrich talked about the midterms and what he thinks is going to happen in the midterms. And I hope Newt is right. I don't want you to take your foot off the gas. Pretend as if we are going to lose. I think the House, listen, will do a decent job. The Senate, in my opinion, I know there's better polling out there. They seem to, our candidates seem to be polling better. Send your money. They need help now. And make sure you take somebody out to vote. But do not let your foot off the gas. Do not take freedom for granted this year. But I do want to play what Newt Gingrich had to say. Here's what he said. Audio clip number one, por favor. Okay. All right. So Newt Gingrich was talking about the midterms, and he said he believes that it will be a much bigger Republican tsunami than people currently expect. And I hope that's the case. As evidence of that, or may be evidence of that, here's Hat Tip for Gatman. How is Stacey Abrams doing with black voters? And I'm going to get into the stupid things that she said. Last week, she said something even dumber as far as putting, actually, probably not even dumber, but she said something dumb last week, too. We'll get to that. But we do have the audio clip. So let's go ahead and play that. Here's Newt Gingrich, audio clip number one, por favor, Sean.
I think the American people want to change a trajectory. They want to stop the murders. They want to stop the rising prices. They want to get back to independence in energy. And I think that the commitment to America that the House Republicans are launching provides exactly the kind of things that the American people would like to replace the current failures with. Truth is, and you know this, the two of you, when you go to the grocery store, you know it ain't working because it's too expensive. I paid $5.05 a gallon for gasoline last Saturday. It ain't working. It's too expensive. You watch the evening news and see the local murder rate. You know it's not working. That's why I think this will be a much bigger Republican tsunami than people currently expect.
Now, he may have a point because you know what? And I'll get into this column with Stacey Abrams real quick. Woke doesn't pay your bills. Woke can't pay for your gas. Woke can't pay for your babysitter. Woke doesn't pay for any of that. Woke can't stop the crime in the street. Woke can't stop the inflation. Woke can't stop the border crisis. Stacey Abrams is nothing but a woke social justice warrior that shouldn't be in politics. I think she's going to lose in Georgia, and then that'll probably propel her because, you know, Democrats fell upward. So that'll probably propel her to be the next Democrat nominee because I don't think Joe Biden can last a second term. I'm surprised he lasted this long. I already thought Kamala would have been would have taken over, but now she's so horrible. She obviously can't take over. So we'll have to wait and see. But this hat tip for Gatton Man. How is Stacey Abrams doing with black voters? This from PJ Media. There's a new poll from the Atlanta Journal Constipation that demonstrates a problem Abrams is experiencing. The Atlanta Journal Constipation shows her support among black voters at 79%. Which some of you are like, Carl, that's pretty freaking high. And normally I would agree with you. It sounds impressive, but it isn't enough to get to the governor's mansion. It says here, while that might appear to be a lofty number, Democrats typically poll it at least 10 percentage points higher with black voters. A report from Angela Hine and Greg Bluestein at the AGC said, among black men, Abrams' support dips to 75% with an additional 1/5 backing Kemp and 6% undecided. So Abrams has taken a rallies, trying to drum up black support. She's brought her dad out to try to get the black male vote back out. And she says here, and I quote, I'm not a black man, but I've been raised by one. She said, introducing him at one of the rallies. And she said, and I am always going to say that if black men stand with me and vote for me and work with me, we can change the future of Georgia. What the hell does she mean? These leftists, they get away with just, well, we can change the future of Georgia. Well, what if you're doing okay with Georgia? Brian Kemp didn't shut things down, so the economy was, they continued to work and thrive in Florida. They didn't buy into all of the COVID nonsense. So what do you want to change things to? What will the future look like, Stacey Abrams? Will you even have any more babies? Good Lord, this chick is insane. This chick is insane, but they fell upwards. But this is the good news. She's not doing well. Brian Kemp holds the lead with several voters. In 2018, he was polling with all voters at about 45% at this point in time. Today, he's at 50%. With black voters, he was polling at 3%. Today, he's polling at 10%. With white voters back in 18, he was polling at 65%. Today at 71, Brian Kemp with other races, he was polling back then at 33%. Here's where he's at a disadvantage. He's at 31% there. Stacey Abrams and her voters, 44% amongst all voters. Today, she's polling at 42%. With black voters, she was polling at 85, today 79. She's not doing well, folks. I don't think she wins the governor's mansion in Georgia. We'll be back. This is Carl Jackson in for the Officer Tatum.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. The left ain't seen nothing yet.
All right, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm your guest host, Carl Jackson. Let me talk to you about MyPillow. MyPillow is having the biggest sheet sale of the year. You all have helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO and patriot, by the way, wants to give back exclusively to his listeners. The Perkel bed sheet set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, or I should say Brandon's listeners. The Perkel bed sheet set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they are all on sale. For example, the queen size normally sells for $89.98, but you use Brandon's code, you get them for just $39.98. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Perkel sheets are breathable, and they have a cool, crisp feel. They come with a 10-year warranty, a 60-day money-back guarantee, so don't miss out on this incredible offer. offer. There is a limited supply, however, so you got to order now. Call 1-800-976-8379, and you can use the promo code Brandon or go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use the promo code Brandon. This offer will not last long, so order now with the promo code Brandon at MyPillow.com for this radio-exclusive offer on the Perkel sheets. Okay, for a wrap-up with Stacey Abrams here. Oh, and I was mentioning, I'm sorry, ADD. I was mentioning this thing with Brett Favre. I really think, here's what I suspect is going to continue to happen leading up to the elections. I need to read up more on the situation with Brett Favre. Apparently, there was some text that have went back and forth with him and the former governor of Mississippi. But from all indications, no one knew. Supposedly, this money was taken from the welfare fund. Brett Favre was supposed to give speeches. He didn't give the speeches. He paid the money back. There was some interest that's still owed, but now they're coming after him, basically trying to say he knew and all this kind of stuff. You have black commentators out there saying if this was a black guy, he'd already be in jail. No. Guys, don't make everything about race. And sadly, it's not true. So many cops have pulled back when it comes to black communities. It's unbelievable. And just to be honest, it's why we have the skyrocketing crime rates that we have today. So it's really asinine to say that. And people that say that are just foolish or uninformed, I should say. Low information voters. Maybe nice people, just low information voters. But I do suspect that leading up to the elections, if the left doesn't get a new George Floyd story, and I doubt that they will find whites to prosecute, whether it's Trump, whether it's Ron DeSantis, whether it's Brett Favre. And again, I don't know enough about the Brett Favre story to go into great detail and specificity. But what I've read thus far has not been impressive, doesn't prove anything to me. But nonetheless, they're going after Brett Favre. So I did want to make mention of that. All right. Now, something else that I want to share with you. Actually, yeah, something else that I want to share with you. And then I want to play another audio clip for you by what Dr. Nicole Sapphire said. Actually, let's do that first. Dr. Nicole Sapphire, she ripped Stacey Abrams over the 6-week heartbeat remark, which I think is absolutely asinine. I want you to hear that, and then I want to go into this because, again, Democrats want to kill you, and then I'll go over the GOP plan, and now I want to give you a feel-good story. I want to leave you with a feel-good story. There is some goodness still out there, and those of you that are listening to this show, I believe there's goodness in you for sure. I think that we are going to save America. We just have to know the fight that we're up against. But here's the audio clip that I want you to hear. This is Dr. Nicole Sapphire, audio clip number 5, por favor, Sean.
Well, I'm waiting to see what's going to happen on social media. I'm waiting for those warning signs for misinformation labeling because this was a flat-out lie. Mm-hmm. And facts matter, especially when you're talking to people and especially when, you know, you're in politics and you're wanting people's votes. I mean, unfortunately, people are going to believe what she has to say, but I'm going to just deliver the truth and point out her is a complete lie. So at about 3 weeks after gestation or after conception, the cells of the heart, the myocardium, starts to rhythmically contract. So really, the heart starts beating at 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. Yes, you can start seeing the heartbeat 5 to 6 weeks after conception on the ultrasound, but that's only because it's so small and because of all the other structures are in the way with the pelvis. But that heart is contracting very easy early on. It is not a conspiracy. It is not anything to do with what she's talking about. And I think that she needs to be held accountable for the lies that are coming out of her mouth.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with Dr. Sapphire. She's absolutely right. And I think Stacey Abrams knows the truth. But she's a Marxist. This is what you have to understand. This is why I want you to see Uncle Tom, too. I want you to understand how far the Marxists have taken us, how far they've taken the black community, where we are the people that are going to be most likely to be aborted. Stacey Abrams support this. And then she spills out a lie saying that, listen, there is no heartbeat at 6 weeks. Absolute, complete, and utter lie. We'll finish this up and get into the Republican plan when we return.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. Rattling trunks from sea to shining sea.
So Stacey Abrams is not only an election denier, but she's a science She's a science denier. That's what Ben Shapiro had to say. Stephen L. Miller, when listening to Stacey Abrams, he talks about pushing a theory here that ultrasound machines used in hospitals now all over the world were designed by a cabal of men to manufacture a sound beat on purpose in order to convince women to keep unwanted pregnancies. He said this is beyond some QAnon, and he says the S word to round it off there. And I think he's right. The lady is heavily into conspiracy theory. Governor Stacey Abrams is. It says here, hat tip for Gatman. This from Daily Wire. The heart is actively beating at 6 weeks. You heard Dr. Sapphire said actually is as soon as it's 3 weeks, but they can see it at 6 weeks. Between conception and birth, the baby's heart will beat approximately 54 million times. The baby's average heart rate is about 98 beats per minute. This will rise to about 175 beats per minute by 9 weeks gestation. The presence of a heartbeat at 6 to 8 weeks. And actually, this is information from the Charlotte Lozier Institute. It's a nonprofit organization, a peer-reviewed science paper that they had done. The presence of a heartbeat at 6 to 8 weeks gestation correlates with a live birth rate of 98% in normal pregnancies without intervention. The brain has divided into three primary sections responsible for sensing and decision-making, moving and tracking objects, and vital body functions. Eyes, ears, and the nose start forming. I just got to say, how many babies will be killed as a result of this lady's nonsense? It's really evil. I'm telling you, they want to kill us. They don't think the left, there's a death culture that exists in the left that is absolutely terrifying to me. They think nothing of it. It's not even it's an afterthought to these people. Oh, we're going to regulate, use the SEC so voters don't have any say in the matter. We're going to regulate farmers. We're not going to say anything about it. We've had this plan all the way since 2010. We're going to tell companies in the United States they can't use fuel, they can't use fertilizer, although Joe Biden and his son are going to make money with the corrupt Chinese Communist Party, as they are corrupt themselves, is selling, basically giving them access to our natural gas, our fossil fuels, while they claim climate change. Don't believe any of these fools. These are sick and evil people, and we have to treat them as that, and we have to understand that's who we're dealing with. Here's a headline I won't be able to get to for the sake of time, but Josh Hawley grills a Biden's National Archives nominee. You wrote Republican voters are stupid. This is a lady that's up for nomination to be a part of the National Archives. Here we go again. She wrote about how Eisenhower, Ronald Reagan, George W. Bush, Republican voters are stupid. This is Biden's nominee. Unfreaking believable. All right. So the Republican Party wants to give us a little hope. They came out with their Commitment to America plan. It outlined a few things, but here are some of the specifics of the plan. According to Kevin McCarthy, the House Minority Leader, under the first thing, an economy that's strong, Republicans outlined the following. They want to fight inflation and lower the cost of living, curb wasteful government spending that is raising the there, and bring stability to the economy through pro-growth tax and deregulatory policies. Okay, I think they need to get a little more personal. They still sound too wonky. Make America energy independent and reduce gas prices. They need to refill the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Another thing they don't list on here, they need to get rid of these CRs, these continued resolutions, where they can spend as much money as they freaking want because we don't have an annual budget. I'd like to see them force Joe Biden's hand. Make America energy independent and reduce gas prices is the second thing, by maximizing production of reliable, cleaner American-made energy and cut the permitting process time in half to reduce reliance on foreign countries, prevent rolling blackouts, and lower the cost of gas and utilities. In essence, they could have said what Sarah Palin said, drill, baby, drill. All right. Strengthen the supply chain and end dependence on China. Now, this is a beautiful thing to me. It makes no sense that we were getting our medical supplies, and we are getting medical supplies and pharmaceuticals from the Chinese Communist Party. That is insane. Not to mention the free ones that they send through the border. the fentanyl that they're using to kill us. They send us good ones that we pay for, and they send other ones via the Mexican cartels used to kill us. Man, we are so freaking dumb as a country. God help us. Strengthen and supply this. The supply chain independence on China. Move supply chains away from China. Expand U.S. manufacturing. Hoorah! And enhance America's economic competitiveness and cyber resiliency. They say. Under the second thing, a nation that's safe. Republicans outlined the following: secure the border and combat illegal immigration, fully fund effective border enforcement strategies, infrastructure, and advanced technology to prevent illegal crossings and trafficking by cartels, end catch and release loopholes, require legal status to get a job, and eliminate welfare incentives. Hallelujah to that. Reduce crime and protect public safety. Support 200,000 more police officers through recruiting bonuses and oppose all efforts to defund the police. I hope they're talking about block grant there. I don't want the federal government and local and state police. I don't want their hands on it. They're talking about block grants to help states. That's a different thing. I hope that's what they're talking about. Crack down on prosecutors and district attorneys who refuse to prosecute crimes while permanently criminalizing all forms of illicit fentanyl. And guys, you have a part in this, by the way. Your vote matters. Defend America's national security. Support our troops. Invest in an efficient, effective military, establish a select committee on China, and exercise peace through strength with our allies to counter increasing global threats. Under the third theme, a future that's built on freedom, Republicans outline the following: make sure every student can succeed and give parents a voice. The Democrats thought this was extreme. They don't want you as parents to tell your kids they can't have a chop of dichotomy. Unfreaking believable. We'll be back. This is Carl Jackson. Find me on the Salem Podcast Network and the CarlJacksonShow.com. We'll be back.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. And I'm afraid to tell it like it is.
All right, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. Officer Tatum, thank you for allowing me to sit behind the microphone. Forgotten Man, wherever you are, appreciate you. Zach on the lines, Lou behind me, Sean McConnell in my ear. Thank you guys for the privilege and honor to sit in for the Officer Tatum again. I won't finish up this stuff. I want to get on to this feel-good story that I really want to share with you. I will just mention this last thing, though. Defend America's national security, support our troops, invest in an efficient, effective military, establish a select committee on China, and exercise peace through strength with our allies to counter increasing global threats. You'll hear more about this stuff at the Battleground Talkers Tour. The battle lines are drawn. The war for America's soul is on the line. Learn who is on the right side. You can join Brandon Tatum at Salem Media Group for the Battleground Talkers Tour this October as the best minds in conservative media and thought dissect the coming midterm election. Visit battlegroundtour.com for dates and locations. Get your tickets today. That's battlegroundtour.com, battlegroundtour.com for all of the details. Again, right here in Orlando, we are having Dr. Sebastian Gorka on October 17th. We're having Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher. I will be there. My buddies, the American Adversaries, will be there. Matt Buff, Roger Franklin Williams. Get your tickets, battlegroundtour.com, battlegroundtour.com. All right, let me share this story with you real quick because it's a really nice story. A hat tip conservative review. Shots ring out in a mall, and one father reacts in a flash, covering up and protecting his young son. It's such a great story. Travis McMillan on Saturday took his 8-year-old son, Ethan, to the North Park Mall. This was in Ridgeland, Mississippi, for his first pair of Jordans. All right, so this was a father and son connecting. He took his son to the mall to get him his first pair of Jordans. Once I could afford Jordans, I didn't want them. It's so crazy. But anyway, he takes his son to get his first pair of Jordans. His son is sitting there trying out the shoes, looking at the shoes, admiring the shoes. And then what do you know? All of a sudden, pop, 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 you start hearing gunshots. inside of the mall. The father without hesitation. And I want to mention this. I'm not into the color thing, but I think this is important. I'll tell you why. It was a black father and son. The father right away jumps on top of his son to protect his son, risking his own life, not knowing if this was going to be some public mass shooting or what have you. Turns out it wasn't that. What was happening near them was a young girl that happened to be black was robbing a popcorn stand. So the two stories actually intersect. The sad thing is the black girl was shot. She was only 16 years old. She's alive. She was shot in the leg. She's being tried as an adult. The owner of the popcorn stand had a gun as well. But this young black boy, when talking about his father, he said his father is better than Superman. Unfortunately, the young black girl, I have a sick feeling she didn't have a father in her life. That's the difference of having a father in your life. Don't grow weary doing good, guys. God bless you.
What's going on, y'all? This is Brandon Tatum. I just want to thank you so much for listening to my podcast. You can always get the podcast at Salem Podcast Network or wherever you listen to your podcast.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.